96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
We're expected to be sociable. We were expected to learn. We were expected to pass the one or two statewide, as they say, test and just go out in the community and do good.
That's an excerpt from the new documentary titled Dunbar, The Alchemy of Achievement, an Oral History of America's First Black Public High School. Graduates of the storied high school talk about the school that for decades had no peer for high-achieving black students in America. We're talking about the documentary tonight, and we're also telling you where you can see it tomorrow. My guests are producer Lorraine Blackwell, Estoriano Berry, the photography director and editor, and Jimmy Monach. He is the executive producer. We're talking about Dunbar High School tonight. I want to hear from you. If you graduated from Dunbar, and certainly even if you didn't, you were very, very familiar with Dunbar's high achieving status for decades and decades. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly you can follow me on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
You couldn't get away with anything because 9 times out of 10, your mother went to church, was in some social club with a math teacher or whatever. So I think that was another part of what made environment so successful, you know, this accountability as well.
Another excerpt from this film. First and foremost, none of you went to Dunbar.
No. That's correct.
Why, Lorraine, ladies first, would anyone care about doing a story about Dunbar High School if you didn't attend it? I mean, obviously, it's a great story anyway, but I would have imagined or expected that somebody from the school would have tried to do this.
That would be the expectation. As you said, I did not go to Dunbar, but it has such a wonderful history that when Jimmy told me about the story, I just knew I wanted to be a part of it. Just talking to some of the graduates from Dunbar, I really was a little envious. I almost wish I had gone there because they had such great experiences, just so many wonderful stories to share. Mm-hmm. So even if you didn't go to Dunbar, I think you would just appreciate what Dunbar accomplished. The caliber of students that came from that school is amazing. 8 of its alumni are featured on postage stamps. That's unheard of. That's amazing.
It is amazing. And in the film, for example, as we heard from part of the trailer, former D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray, Eleanor Holmes Norton, D.C. delegate, among others, Colbert King, a famed columnist with the Washington Post, just to name a few. But like you said, you have people that are on postage stamps. This history goes all the way back to the early 1900s. Jimmy, why Dunbar? What fascinated you about this story?
I'm a graduate of the Howard School of Education, and no one gets out of this school without knowing about Dunbar. Mm-hmm. And as I've always said, I don't think that Dunbar should be the most well-known African-American high school in America. I think it should be the most well-known high school in America. No, the most well-known school in America. It is essentially the history of American education, certainly 20th century American education. And after I became a teacher and went on and later became a filmmaker, and I decided I wanted to make my first documentary, it was a bit of a no-brainer. Education is what I know. I learned to be a filmmaker. And this is the story that needs to be told, not only to celebrate Dunbar, but in a way to sort of correct some misconceptions about DCPS.
What do you mean by that?
Well, there's this, you know, education in these days is very controversial. Reform is very controversial. And everyone has an idea of what it should be like. But oftentimes, the people who are there teaching, the children who are being taught, the parents who live in the community, are not the ones being asked. And having taught in D.C., I decided there was a different story that needed to be told. And what better story than the story of Dunbar?
Toriano, you were responsible, obviously, for the visuals of this piece. What is the thing that struck you as you began to put this together?
Well, I originally actually started out with the concept of doing something that I had never seen before, as far as, you know, the structure and the format. Some of the interviews were actually shot in the studio here at Howard, WHUT Studio A, the department's studio, and we actually shot them green screen because I actually wanted to be able to manipulate the background. We also shot interviews at the Sumner School, and we lucked up. We had actually gone to Dunbar, and we're doing some shots of the museum, the Legacy Museum, and two of the graduates, Ms. Yvonne McCall Baskerville and Thomas Hagens, class of 43 and 55, respectively, happened to be there, and we got some of the greatest materials that we ever, you know, could have received from them. So we just lucked up on that. And again, it's just I wanted to do something that, you know, that again, that had a different, a unique look. I wasn't trying to do a Ken Burns effect. You know, I'm going for the Toriano technique here.
Yeah,
and you know, and I think. I think I pulled it off, but we'll find out tomorrow night.
Let's talk about that real quick. There was a screening of the film, and that screening is going to be at the E Street Cinema, 6 o'clock tomorrow. That's 555 11th Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., E Street Cinema at 6 o'clock. How can you find out where you can pick up tickets? Website?
The website is DunbarFilm.com. You can get tickets right there. They're going quickly, so we suggest people get on there and buy their tickets. And it's not just going to be the film. And I think Lorraine can talk about our panel that is going to be there. It's going to be a special night.
Well, before you do that, yeah. I want to hear from our listeners. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about a new documentary about Dunbar High School. Of course, the first black public high school in America. Michael, calling from Northwest. Thanks for hanging on, Michael. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine.
Thank you. I just turned the radio on and I heard you guys talking about Dunbar. One interesting fact, I did not know it was the first black public high school in America. And I grew up right on New Jersey Avenue in the shadow of Dunbar Senior High. And but I did not attend Dunbar. But I would like to call in and say that I'm 38 years old, and I grew up in the late 80s, early 90s, when drugs and murder was prevalent in D.C., and D.C. was known as the murder capital. But during those times, Dunbar used to open up their swimming pools and their rec centers to the youth and used to keep us off the streets. And
wow.
And it played a big part in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of guys that I know in the surrounding area, Dunbar, you know, I met Big John Thompson there. He was a regular there. He used to come through all the time. And I just wanted to call in and say that Dunbar played a big part in the community growing up for me.
Well, thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate that. You wanted to say something about that real quick, Jim?
Well, I really want to thank Michael for calling in because there's something that comes up in the film with one of our guests from the historian Kimberly Springle from the Sumner Archives. She was very generous with her time, and she's in the film. And she points out in the film that during the 80s, when there was nothing but negative stories in the paper, Dunbar was a blue ribbon school of excellence. And a lot of people don't realize that because they want to just talk about D.C. as this sort of failed school district, which is the wrong narrative that we're trying to change here. So I'm very appreciative of the call because that's true. Dunbar, at a time when it could have easily been lumped in with a lot of other troubles, was a beacon of light for many, many people. And for those who aren't in education, a Blue Ribbon School of Excellence is an incredible accomplishment.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about a new documentary that's going to be screened at the E Street Cinema tomorrow. It's about Dunbar High School, its history, where it was, as well as where it is and how far it's come. Let's go to Maury. Maury calling from Sea Pleasant. Maury, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Thank you for accepting the call.
Sure.
Yeah, I am amazed and glad It's a long time coming. I'm an amateur historian in Washington, and I've studied a lot of historic figures of the Garvey movement in D.C., and I noticed that a lot of the brightest minds ever produced came out of Dunbar, but it largely had to do with the educational background of the substitute teachers there. Many of them had been like judges and doctor's degrees, and you know, some of the people like Judge Terrell and, you know, Anna Julia Cooper and all, you know, Henrietta Ben Davis, number of giants who could have, you know, could have and did even head universities, were teachers and administrators of this school. So it was no surprise that, you know, world leaders would send their children all the way to the United States to be just to go to Dunbar, and that, you know, you would produce such a crop of geniuses out of that, you know, out of that school, because many of these professional people who otherwise would have went into law and medicine, et cetera, they were kind of, you know, blacklisted or I should say denied certain opportunities to exercise their profession. So a lot of them channeled that into the education and it helped produce these giants. But anyway, I wonder if any of the producers would speak to that.
Briefly, go ahead, please.
I would just like to say that we had a story from one of our alum. Her name is Yvette Baskerville, and she talked about how her great-grandparents moved from coal mining town in West Virginia just so she could go to Dunbar.
Wow.
That's an amazing story. And so I can relate to what our caller is talking about. This school wasn't just a beacon in Washington. It was a beacon for all over the country. People were coming here just so their children could go to the school.
It did indeed have a national reputation and certainly well deserved. Let me see if I can squeeze another phone call in here before the break at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Valencia calling from Northeast. Thanks for calling, Valencia. What's on your mind? Valencia, are you there? Give us a call back if you can. Before the break, Lorraine, tell me about the panel that's going to be at the screening tomorrow. Really important panel there.
Well, we are blessed to have Mayor Vincent Gray joining us. We're also going to have Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton. Very powerful. We have Blanche Smith, who is with the Dunbar Alumni Federation, a very strong advocate for Dunbar students. And we also have Kimberly Springle, who is a historian with the Sumner Museum. And we're going to have a moderator, and that's Dorothy Egbufor. She's with the Washington Teachers Union, and she's the chief of staff. So we're really excited about our panelists. They all know a lot about Dunbar. Most of them are Dunbar grads,
mm-hmm.
and so they have their own stories, but they'll be able to kind of help us hear more stories.
It could very well be like homecoming.
Believe me, I've been getting a lot of calls from people, and it does. Everybody has a Dunbar story. I got calls on Easter. You know, we want to know more about what you're doing. And there are so many great stories that we just weren't able to tell, you know.
Well, I'm sure those stories will be told tomorrow and even after tomorrow as the film gained some notoriety. Look, I got to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about this. If you were on the phone, Angela calling from Fairfax, Doris calling from Virginia, Jalila calling from Northwest, please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program, and I will take your phone calls after this break. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Line still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More about Dunbar High School and the new documentary in just a bit.